Welcome to Personal Branding Unlocked. I'm Monica Walmsley.
And I'm Josh Lawler. And together, we're here to equip you with the tools, strategies, and insights you need to help you build and enhance your personal brand. If you work in professional services, your personal brand is your unique signature that sets you apart.
In each episode, we'll delve deep into the art and science of personal branding, share real-world success stories, and bring in industry experts for deep dive discussions.
So get ready to embark on a journey of self-discovery, growth, and empowerment. This is Personal Branding Unlocked. Hi again, twice in one week. So we've got a little bonus episode for you today.
Yeah. We mentioned it on last week's podcast and we had quite a few of you come back to us and say that you'd like us to do a special International Women's Day.
Yeah. And it was, it was inspiring as well. Like, I mean, I'm not the correct audience for International Women's Day, but yeah, it was really nice to read some of the messages. And then also we've taught this at a few different workplaces recently, and it's really nice. It gives me goosebumps, like hearing the women talk about their perspectives and their points of view.
So everyone's an audience for International Women's Day, because women need their allies, as any minority needs an ally to support them. So it is for you too, Josh.
Yes.
Yeah, so we've had the opportunity, as Josh said, to work with a couple of different employers to do some training on personal branding for women. And it's actually something that I found quite interesting, and I've done pretty extensive research on the difference between men and women in personal branding and their confidence with personal branding since we started this podcast. So a lot of the information we're talking about has come from that research, but I'm also using the information from my almost 20 years of interviewing people and what I've learned from that, and obviously the subject matter experts that we've had on the podcast, such as Erin Davis. I know that she, you know, gave some really interesting facts about women and personal branding. So I suggest if this is something that you're as interested in as us, that's a great episode to go back and listen to.
Yeah, definitely. And yeah, I often used to think of myself as, you know, not the typical man, I guess you'd say, in inverted commas. But yeah, with this research that we've been doing, I'm like, all right, maybe I am. A lot of these factors point to me being that man in personal branding. So we do want to also preface this by saying, I'm going to sound like the typical man now and say not all men, but also not all women. You know, these are very generalized statements that we're going to use. And then we also want to point out as well, when we do say women, we're talking about those people who identify as female.
And when we talk about men, those identify as men.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess the first thing that we just want to say, or that we want to point out from our study, what we found is there's a lot of research to suggest that women struggle or have difficulty with personal branding more so than men.
Yeah, definitely. And then, so when we talk about the struggles that women have in personal branding, this is where I will put my hand up and say, I'm not the expert in this area. So I'm going to sit back for a couple of minutes and let Monica explain.
Thank you. So there's two key reasons that I've found through the research and also through my own, I guess, personal struggles, but also from talking to other people, two reasons that women struggle with personal branding. So the first is self-doubt. So women are more likely to suffer from something called imposter syndrome. So imposter syndrome is a feeling of inadequacy or self-doubt. According to a KPMG study, 75% of women that they interviewed across all different industries, female executives to be specific, have experienced imposter syndrome. Now, this self-doubt can lead to us feeling uncomfortable with personal branding or unworthy of the attention and shying away from the spotlight. The second reason, and it actually ties quite closely with self-doubt, is that women don't want to be seen as bragging or boasting. In my career over the past 20 years, I've interviewed thousands of people. And one question that I like to ask in interviews is, list your top three career achievements. And what I found interesting is that majority of the time, men can list those things quite quickly and have no problem saying what their achievements have been throughout their career. I'll ask the same question to women and they'll often struggle. And once we talk through the interview and talk through their experience and their resume and whatnot, I'll find all these things and I say, why didn't you mention this is your top achievement? Like, this is amazing what you've done. And they'll say things like, oh, I didn't think it was worthy of mentioning. Or I don't want to brag about it. So women are more reluctant to talk about their achievements, skills, experience, qualifications, because they worry that they're bragging, or even more worryingly, they don't think these achievements are worthy to be talked about. And yeah, it's definitely something that I know that I've struggled with. We were going to a networking function probably about a month or so ago, and someone introduced themselves to me, and at the time I was doing the podcast. I'm the vice president of the Hunter Business Women's Network. But instead of saying those things, the person said, "What do you do?" And I just said, "I'm just a mum." And you nearly jumped down my throat. Yeah. And kind of had to point out to me that, one, there's no such thing as just a mum. Mum's an amazing thing to be. I don't know why I put the just there. But also all these other things that I was doing on the sideline that I didn't think was worthy of saying.
Yeah. And so in that vein as well, I know we set a challenge for everyone every week with the podcast, and this special bonus episode is no different.
Mm.
So the challenge for this week is preach your achievements, shout them from the rooftops, jump on your socials, start telling people what your achievements are. If you can list, like Monica said in the example, like three different career achievements that you're throw them on your socials. Make sure you tag us as well. We want to see them too.
Yeah. Yep. And, you know, don't be too, like, make sure you're looking for your achievements. When we were doing the training, someone said to us that she didn't have any career achievements. And, you know, we dug a little deeper and said, "What do you do?" And she said, "Oh, I'm the receptionist. I've been the receptionist, just worked at this place for 17 years. And I said, "Tell me about your day. Tell me about what you do." And she said, "Oh, you know, I connect phone calls, organize meetings. You know, I help people when they, you know, might need an appointment or whatnot." And I said, "So do you know most of the people that work here?" And she said, "Oh, of course. I know every person's name who works here. And I know their wife or their husband or their partners. And I know about their family." And I'm like, that's an achievement. Like, there wouldn't be many people in your organization that would have that sort of in-depth knowledge of the internal staff and be that committed to the internal staff. The other achievement is working somewhere for 17 years. Like, that's amazing. So make sure that you're not being too critical of yourself and really look at what you've done and what achievements you have.
The fact that she can do that is incredible.
Absolutely. So now we're going to talk about why personal branding is so important for women. And we really want you to stop and listen to this, whether you're a male or a female, because we're quite passionate about why personal branding is important. So the theme of this year's International Women's Day is Inspire Inclusion. So we're looking for a commitment to creating a world where all women are empowered, valued, and included. And it aligns with the importance of personal branding for women. And we've come up with six reasons why it's important for women to work on their personal brand. And the first one is empowerment through personal branding. So building a personal brand allows women to define and showcase their skills, strengths, unique qualities. And empowerment is about gaining confidence. And a well-crafted personal brand helps women recognize but also communicate their worth. And this helps foster a sense of empowerment.
Yeah. And number two is it's all about valuing individual contributions. So a strong personal brand can emphasize individuality and what each woman brings to the table. This contributes to the recognition and appreciation of diverse skills, perspectives, and experiences. So by valuing their unique contributions, women can challenge stereotypes and preconceived notions, fostering a culture where all women feel valued for being their authentic selves. There's that word again, authentic.
Yeah. And number three is inclusion through visibility. And this is something I'm so passionate about. We can't be what we can't see. So we need to be putting ourselves out there, letting other women see what we can do, what we have done, so that they can be inspired to be like us. So building a personal brand involves establishing a visible and memorable presence, whether that's online or offline. And the visibility contributes to breaking down barriers and challenging traditional norms. In a world where all women are included, a personal brand can become a tool to ensure their voices are heard, stories are told, and accomplishments are recognized, fostering a more inclusive environment.
And also, that also leads into the next point as well, which is, you know, you want to inspire other women as well. So The theme for this year's International Women's Day, as Monica mentioned, is inspiring inclusion. which involves not only empowering yourself, but also inspiring others to do the same. Personal branding serves as a powerful example for other women, encouraging them to embrace their unique qualities and contribute authentically.
Yeah, and number five is breaking stereotypes and biases. So a personal brand allows women to control the narrative of their lives and careers. I feel like this is something that we can do now, and it's so exciting that we have that opportunity. So by showcasing a diverse range of talents and achievements, women can challenge and break through stereotypes and biases that may hinder their progress. In an inclusive world is one where women are not confined by societal expectations, but are free to express and define themselves on their own terms as reflected in their personal brand.
And the last point, as Monica mentioned, we've got 6 points here. I'm sure there's many others as well. These are the six that we found really, really important. So a strong personal brand can also can help you advocate for gender equality. So it can position women as advocates. By sharing your experiences and advocating for equal opportunities, women can contribute to creating a world where all women have the chance to succeed and be recognized.
Yeah, so we hope that you've jotted down those reasons and that that's going to be the encouragement for you to launch your personal brand this year.
Yeah, and as we keep reiterating through all the episodes, it's all about stepping out of your comfort zone as well. Mm. So sign up to that volunteer committee, approach that mentor, go to the networking event, jump on socials, do a video. Yeah, step out of the comfort zone.
And if there's any leaders listening to this podcast, male or females, I encourage you to encourage your staff, your female employees, to build their personal brand. You know, as I said, you can't be what we can't see. So we need to be, to get inclusion, to inspire inclusion, we need to start seeing women more visible across all aspects of social media, but in person. And also, if that person isn't as confident, you can be an ally for them. So, you know, talk about their work, post about their work, make them visible on your website. You know, have pictures of women doing a diverse range of things. Say their name when they're not in the room. Invite them to the networking group and, you know, build their confidence. This is your opportunity to really play a part in increasing inclusivity for women in 2024.
100%.
Yes. Yes.
So yeah, I hope you've found some value in that. Also, I should have prefaced this at the start as well. I didn't want to seem too mansplaining on this episode. But yeah, we hope you got a lot out of it.
Yeah.
We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening. We hope you're feeling inspired and ready to take your personal brand to the next level.
If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to hit that subscribe button, rate, and leave us a review. Your feedback means the world to us and helps others discover our show.
And remember, building a personal brand is not a destination. It's a continuous journey. Connect with us by searching Personal Branding Unlocked on all your socials to stay updated and continue the conversation.
Until next time, keep crafting your professional identity because you are the brand that speaks volumes.